Hey, today, Bez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Pesachim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey. So the halacha is, raw dough becomes chametz if you leave it and you don't do anything to it. But so long as you're still omel in it, so long as you're still pounding it and kneading it and aggravating it, you're not going to be manicho lahachmetz. It's not going to become chametz. It's not going to rise because you're not leaving it space and time to rise. So the Mishnah talks about how does that apply when you have a whole bunch of women baking matzahs together on Pesach and they are using, they're sharing an oven that can only hold one batch of dough at a time. So what do? Rav Gamliel Lomer, Sholosh Nashim Lashos Kachas, three women could knead dough at the same time, and they could bake the dough in the same oven, one after the other. So even though while the first woman's dough is in the oven, the second woman's dough is just sitting there, while the first one is being baked, and the third one is going to be left there also, while the second one is being baked also, that's perfectly fine. They're not going to become chametz in such a short amount of time. But chum disagree. They say, if you have three women, they have to be busy with the dough the whole time. They can't just leave it. Achas lasha v'achas oreves v'achas ofe. Achas oreches v'achas ofe. That one woman will be kneading her dough while the other one is shaping her dough and the other one is baking her dough. Meaning, only first, they don't all start simultaneously. If they all start simultaneously, then when one of them is up to putting it in the oven, they're all up to putting it in the oven, and the other two are going to have to sit there waiting. And you never want someone sitting there waiting, because that's going to risk chimutz. So you spread it out. One woman starts kneading the dough, and when she's up to shaping the dough, the next woman starts kneading her dough. When the first woman is up to baking, the second woman will be up to shaping, then the third woman could start kneading her dough. Rabbi Akiva Omer, local nashim, local eitzim, local atinum shavin. You can't make any ironclad rules about this. There are so many factors that are in place over here. Some women are much quicker at making dough. Some are much slower. Sometimes the wood will get the oven to be really, really hot. Sometimes the oven will retain its heat very well, and will bake the dough very quickly. So there's no way to give like an automatic rule. Zehaklal, the rule is tefach tiltosh batzonein. If it swells, then you have to moisten your hands with cold water and smear the water over the dough, and the coldness will prevent the dough from fully leavening, will prevent the dough from becoming chametz. Mishnah Hay. So the Mishnah talks about the halacha of dough that's already at a certain point in the chimutz process. Seor yisareif. Seor is different than sa'or. Sa'or is fermenting dough that's used as like a yeast product. Seor is a dough that has begun to rise. Seor yisareif. So you have to burn seor. Va'och lepater. And if you eat it on Pesach, you're not going to be chayiv kares or malchus for eating on Pesach. Siduk yisareif. Cracked dough, meaning it's leavened even further than Seor has leavened, where you already start to see the cracks in the dough, you have to burn it. And if you eat it, you're going to be Chayiv Kares. Ezu Seor, what is Seor? When the dough just has these teeny tiny little cracks that look like the antenna of locusts. Siduk, and what is cracked dough? Shinasarvu Stuck of Zebazeh, that it's cracked, that the cracks cross over one another. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachamim omrim zevezeh ha'ochel chayiv kares. No, in either case, when there are any sorts of cracks, even kekarni chagavim, if you eat, you're going to be chayiv kares. That's not what seyor is. Vezu seyor. You know what seyor is, where you're not going to be chayiv kares. Kol shechsifu panav kadam sha'amdu sa'arosav. When the surface of the dough looks white, like a person who's frightened and he turns pale, so when the surface of the dough looks white, so that's when you got to the point of Seor. But as soon as any cracks start to develop, then it's already Siduk, then that's already considered to be real Chametz. So Mishnah Dalet taught us that Rav Gamliel says that if you have three women baking dough at the same time sharing an oven, that's fine, whereas the Chum say no, you have to have they have to be at different stages of the baking process because they have to be aggravating the dough the entire time. And Rabbi Kiva says you can't make any rules rules about this, because it depends on the heat of the oven, depends on the speed that the women are baking with. If you notice that the dough is rising too much, so hit some cold water on it, so to keep it from rising. And then Mishnah Hay told us that Seor is an early stage of the leavening process, and therefore while you have to burn it, you're not going to be chayv karis for eating it. But Siduk is a later stage in the leavening process where it has a din like real chametz, you're chayv karis for eating it. What's what? When is Seor? When is Siduk? So two opinions. Rabbi Yehuda held Seor is when the cracks are so tiny they're like karnei chagavim, and Siduk is when the cracks start forming a web. And the chametz say no. Seor is when it's the dough just looks like it has a whitish complexion, and siduk is when any sort of cracks start to develop in the dough. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav.